family hiding from the storm, found no place at the keeper's door. It was for this a child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. A sleeping town they did not know, that lying in a manger low.
Good morning and welcome to the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. Apologize for that. We're bringing in some different music this morning and tried to get the board situated and took us a little time to get on the air. But good morning and thank you for being a part of PSR this morning. Kind of going solo this morning. Mark is out, and so we'll play ball with one batter. And we'll have some fun with it. A lot of things that have taken place in the last week. And, of course, this is our Christmas show, and we're going to do everything we can to kind of make it as easy as we can possibly make it and try to give some kudos out to a lot of people that certainly deserve kudos in our world. had the privilege last night, Corey LeBounty and I did the Alabama High School Athletic Association North-South All-Star Game. And let me tell you this, if you have not been out to Hancock Whitney Stadium on the campus of the University of South Alabama, you are missing a treat. Had the privilege of broadcasting from every stadium in the Sun Belt Conference. There is nothing like this stadium. This is the, and I hate to use the word Cadillac, but it's the top of the line. What an amazing, amazing, beautiful stadium that they have built there. And I am so excited for Kane Womack. He has an opportunity to build a program second to none with facilities in the Sun Belt Conference. Know just a little bit about Kane. A couple of people had texted me and asked me what my thoughts were on that. And all I can tell you is this. Joey Jones hired Kane Womack at a crucial time during the rise of the South Alabama football program. And he hired Kane, a young Kane, at probably late in his 20s to be his defensive coordinator. And if Joey Jones had enough confidence in Kane Womack at that time, and now he's gone up and he's spent time with a really great coach at Indiana University, being the defensive coordinator, with Tom Allen and those guys up there, and they have been spot on defensively. And for Joel Erdman and his search committee to be able to bring Kane Womack back to the University of South Alabama, I think it's a great hire. And I hope everybody in Mobile will get on that bandwagon, because, folks, it's going to be something when you see that stadium and you see it full. And it's just something that's going to be great for all the young people around here. I can promise you, Kane Womack wants to recruit Mobile, just like Steve Campbell wanted to do it, and just like Joey Jones wanted to do it. And a lot of our kids wanted to go away from home. But now when they see this stadium at Hancock Whitney Stadium, I don't have any doubt this is going to bring a new breed of athletes into the University of South Alabama. So in saying that, it's always great when we find a facility that is a first in something. Last night's North-South All-Star Game was the first high school All-Star Game played on the campus of South Alabama University. And, boy, that was really, really something. And to see a lot of great coaches. And the South did win that game, 28-20. Scored a late touchdown, had an interception late in the game while the North had just taken over. The North really actually scored a touchdown with about 2.5 minutes to go in the game, brought the score to, 21-20. And I got real tickled. The North decided that they were going to go for two. And I love that. Jeff Smith, the head football coach at Walter Welborn. By the way, his son played a lot of quarterback last night for him. And, boy, he did a great job. Did a great job running a wing T offense. I thought about my buddies Phil Lazarmi and Mark Lassiter and the job that those two, along with Doug, that they do a great job over at Bayside running that wing T. And Coach Jeff Smith comes into the North-South All-Star game, and I'll be doggone if he doesn't run the wing T offense. And they ran it to perfection, came out in the second half, imposed their will on that defensive front of the South, which was really, really good. And I tell you what, they were anchored by Jerry Bethay from Fairhope. Played for Coach Tim Carter over at Fairhope. And, boy, he and Renard Williams from Carver of Montgomery and Kajon Kaysen out of Auburn, those guys did an amazing job in the first half. In the second half, the North kind of imposed their will on them. Came back, made it 21-20. Jeff Smith decided to go for two. Go for the win, and I'm going to tell you right now, it was as hard-fought a game in that last 5 minutes as you've ever seen. Saw a really outstanding football player, Damian Taylor from Tuscaloosa County High School, who had over 135 yards rushing, had one amazing run of 85 yards, and, well, I'm going to tell you, Damian Taylor was the most valuable player on that North squad. He played for Coach Jay Todd over at Tuscaloosa County, and, boy, he is some kind of special football player. It was just a fun night, just a fun night. Kind of a sad night on one note, though. The punter and kicker for the South team is a young man by the name of Forrest Taylor from Foley. Played for Derek Scott over at Foley. And his grandfather, Dr. Marvin Taylor, one of the most respected men on the Gulf Coast, a doctor there. He probably delivered, not probably, but delivered over 5,000 babies in that community of Foley. He passed away this week. And, of course, Forrest was, boy, he was very, very close to his grandfather. And I can tell you this, when you look at the body of work that young man had, Forrest Taylor had a tremendous night last night, kicking and punting for the South, and had it with a heavy heart. So it was fun to watch him, and it was fun to watch this game. I'm so excited for Danny Cordy and the Mobile Sports Authority for bringing that game to us here in Mobile. We've got a 3-year contract with the Alabama High School Athletic Association, and we will have 2 more years of that game and look forward to that game each and every year at that beautiful Hancock Whitney Stadium on the campus of the University of South Alabama. Hey, when we come back, we're going to kind of give you a rundown of some things going on around the state of Alabama. And thank you for being a part of Prep Sports Report. And we want to wish you early a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. We'll be back with more PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, Alabama.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. They're old familiar carols play. And mild and sweet their songs repeat. Of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing.
Hi, welcome back to Prep Sports Report. Especially welcome to our friends in Sylacauga in the Talladega County area on Fox Sports Central Alabama. And, you know, it's always good to kind of feel like you're at home. And we're going to talk a little bit about some memories of home a little bit later on, because kind of a reminiscing day as we celebrate the week of Christmas. And I want to give you a couple of updates on high school basketball last night in the Mobile Baldwin County area. Young man Riley Leonard, boy, what an outstanding football player Riley Leonard has been for Tim Carter over at Fairhope High School. And Riley Leonard, a day after signing his football scholarship with our dear friend David Cutcliffe up at Duke, Riley scored 28 points, and his buddy Hunter Ivey had 27 as the number one team in 7A. Fairhope defeated Spanish Fort last night, 81-74, up on the hill in Spanish Fort. Faith Academy had four starters who were out, and they led the entire game, and they defeated Satsuma last night 59-25. Ryan Barber led the Rams with 17 points. Young freshman Rob Franks had another really good game, had 14 points. Faith had over nine players to score. Baker defeated LaFleur last night in double overtime, 74-72. That made Baker, I think Baker goes now to 8-4, having a good year so far there. Class 4A number one Williamson improved their record to 12-2. They beat a really good Daphne team, 61-51. Had a chance to see Daphne play earlier this week against UMS Wright Bulldogs. And I'm going to tell you, while Daphne is not really very big, they've got some phenomenal speed, and they've got some real athletic youngsters on that basketball team. It's kind of odd not seeing our buddy Cedric Yelding on the bench over there, but I'm going to tell you that they continue to be well coached. I was really impressed by the job that the coaching staff at Daphne did in their win over UMS Wright the other night. They fell last night to Williamson 61-51. Robertsdale defeated Alma Bryant last night in boys' play. They had also had defeated Government Street earlier in the week, but Robertsdale gets a win over Alma Bryant. The Theodore girls continue to win. They defeated Cottage Hill last night 55-36. Mobile Christian improved to 10-2 with I think 56-22 at Orange Beach on Monday. And that was, that's a lot of points, victory margin there. Mobile Christian, as a matter of fact, is going to play in the William Mitchell tournament at UMS starting on December the 28th. And I'm really excited about that. We'll try to get Michael Knapp on here with us this morning. If we can, we'll catch up with him, and we'll talk a little bit about the William Mitchell Memorial Tournament, and goes for such a great cause there on the campus of UMS Wright. You know, as we look around the state of Alabama, there's a coaching change that kind of interested me, because we got a lot of people up in the Huntsville area that listen to PSR, and Chip English has resigned at Grissom High School. He's going to take the job at Albertville High School, and Chip did a great job at Grissom. He led them to their first playoff appearance since 2004 this year, and now he's going to try to turn that program around at Albertville. It's been a tough situation in Albertville. That's really a great school system, and I think that Chip will do a great job there. We're really excited for Chip English, and that's an exciting time for him. I know Cliff Mitchell was the head coach at Albertville, and Mitch had a pretty tough time. He was 7-14, only 2-8 this year, but Cliff Mitchell will land on his feet. Good football coach, teaches the game the way it's supposed to be taught. And Grissom, for so many years up in the Huntsville area, and our buddy Mike, who listens each and every week, has been listening for many years. I know he'll be happy to know that Chip English is going there. So should be a really good hire for those guys. So we're excited about that. Chip originally hails from Jacksonville, Florida. As a matter of fact, he spent most of his coaching life in North Carolina. He coached at Kannapolis at school, A.L. Brown High School there. And his first head coaching job, if I remember correctly, was at West Caldwell High School over in Lenoir, North Carolina. And he took the job from Lenoir. So we're really excited for our buddy Chip English, and he'll do a great job for those guys up there. You know, as you look around Baldwin County, one of the things that stands out to me is I had one of the coaches call me this week, a ladies coach, and said, "Coach, I don't know if you know about it, but Rodney Scott passed away." Rod Scott, his son, was a basketball standout and one of the dear, dear friends of the young Henry Ruggs that played football at the University of Alabama, now plays for the Las Vegas Raiders. But Rod Scott was killed in an automobile accident in 2016. And his dad, his dad's name is Rod also, passed away this past week. And well, I'm going to tell you, Rodney Scott was one heck of a man, a pillar in the community. It was really announced on social media Thursday night And I know that all the people around the Robert E. Lee program will sadly miss Coach Rodney Scott. He, like I said, he's a staple in the Lee General family, and our hearts are heavy all over the state of Alabama for the family of Rodney Scott. What a wonderful, amazing man Rodney was for not only that Lee family there in Montgomery, but all over the state of Alabama. Rodney Scott was so well respected as a man who did everything he could to promote ladies basketball in the state. And we will dearly miss him. He's been a guest on our show on several occasions, and we just think the world of him. Let's talk just a little bit about the rankings that came out this week. In girls, Class 7A, Hoover is number one. You look at Class 6A, Hazel Green is number one. And, you know, you would just know that those two teams are going to meet before it's over, I think, during the regular season. We look at the teams in our area that are ranked in 7A. Foley is 8-2 in girls basketball. Theodore is 9-3 in ladies basketball. Then you move into Class 6A, where Hazel Green is the number one team. McGill Tulin is 8-3. And that's the only team that we've got in there. In Class 5A, don't have anybody. Nobody in the top 10 in Class 4A. I don't see anybody in Class 4A. St. James and Montgomery are 7-4. In Class 3A, we don't have anybody. T.R. Miller has jumped in there at number 4 in ladies basketball. In 2A, still nobody. G.W. Long. Kevin Rayleigh, you'll be excited to know that G.W. Long's ranked in women's basketball. So some really outstanding players there. And in boys Class 7A, of course, Fairhope is ranked number one, and they deserve that. They're a heck of a basketball team, and look forward to watching them play a little bit later in the year. In Class 6A, we don't have anybody ranked in this area. In Class 5A, Tallahassee over on Lake Martin is ranked number 8 in Class 5A. In Class 4A, Williamson ranked number 1 in Class 4A. And going down into 3A, Cottage Hill is ranked number 2 in 3A. Chickasaw is ranked number 8 in 3A. And then in 2A, we don't have anybody in 2A. Of course, Vincent over in Talladega County, really Shelby County, is ranked number 9 in 2A. And in 1A, Pickens County is the number 1 team in the state of Alabama. A lot of good basketball going on. There'll be a lot of Christmas tournaments for you to watch. Want to go out and support those programs, please remember to social distance. Notice last night at Hancock-Whitney Stadium, all the fans were socially distanced and had their mask on, and it was just a great environment. And so we hope that you will go out and support your local high school and during this basketball season. And please social distance. Please social distance. We're excited. Maybe some of this is coming to an end, or a halfway end, as we get these vaccines in, and hope that if you have the opportunity to get a vaccine, that you will partake of it. We'll be back with more PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile and Mobile, Alabama, and Fox Sports Central coming out of Central Alabama, wishing you a merry, merry Christmas. Welcome back to PSR, Fox Sports Central Alabama. That's Casting Crowns on what I call Christmas Eve for us here on Saturday morning, the Saturday before Friday night Christmas. And we really get excited about the Christmas season. One of the things that I absolutely love and have loved for every day of my 17 years at UMS Wright, which is, in my eyes, the best job that any person could have, to work in that facility with the people that we work with. And one of the people that, wow, what an amazing job this lady does. We talk about sports on this show, and several years ago, Steve Savarese and I had a conversation, and we were talking about the arts in school programs and the music in school programs. And this lady that, and I might get emotional about this, because this lady, her daughter probably meant as much to this guy that was an old teacher, and this lady's daughter came in and sat in my recliner on more than one occasion and gave me a world of wisdom. Unfortunately, she passed away, but she fought and battled and did everything that you could ever imagine a young lady would do. And I saw this mom go through this with love and kindness and tenderness. And I can only tell you, she has imparted a world of wisdom on that entire facility at UMS Wright. That'd be one Laura Roberts. And we surprised her this morning. We had talked about the arts program there at UMS Wright, and we didn't even give her a notice, and here she is. Laura, thank you for taking time out of your Saturday morning and visiting with us, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from afar.
Rick, thank you for all of those kind words, but especially thank you for remembering Chris Anna. You know, the holiday season is that time of year that we're so aware, so keenly and sensitively aware of what we often term the empty chair. And yet it's also such a great time to feel the presence of those we miss physically, but we can so feel their presence in the memories and in the activities that we do, and you know, even beyond that, just knowing the celebrations everywhere that are in honor of these people. And so I so appreciate that, especially this year when so many people have lost loved ones, including in our band program, a father who died just in the last month.
Right.
And Lamar was a great friend of our program, and it just really brings to mind for everybody, as you well know, that all of, if God is love, we have so much surrounding us, and we're so aware of it, especially the way we celebrate the season. So I really do appreciate that.
Well, you are the one who is the, and our daddy used to say this all the time, the straw that stirs the drink, and the person that that kind of makes that program that you are such a vital part of, along with the people that you work with every day. And I do want to say this about Chris Anna. You know, Laura, I've been doing this a long time, and I don't think that I have ever had a child come sit in my recliner that is so infamous, I guess, and impart wisdom to me.
I mean, well, she loved imparting wisdom to anybody who had a recliner, but she really liked coming in there because you teased her. And she loved teasing, and she loved to be teased.
Well, I mean, I wear these yellow bracelets every day of my life. Never take them off. And
you know, that's also an awesome thing about UMS Wright, is the way that they continue to use that color that Chris Anna lived, and as a way of living and celebrating life. And, you know, this year, actually, with the whole, you know, aligning that with Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in September, and then having a day that celebrates Chris Anna and Carrie Costello and St. Jude patients who were students at UMS Wright. And, you know, one of the things that I think is so also neat now, Rick, you mentioned 17 years that you've been at UMS Wright, and I've actually been there almost twice that long. And but I'm only 26.
I hear you.
And the idea that now, Christina, actually, we've been doing, this was our 12th Yellow Day, which is amazing because, you know, time so collapses and everything. But now we have, like, my sixth graders this year, not a one of them knew Christina. But what's awesome is that Yellow Day, because they didn't know her, but they knew her legacy of, like you say, of laughing and smiling and, you know, just sitting down and comfortably sharing with other people. And so they understand the legacy of living in yellow, of making someone's day brighter, happier, and better because of that. That is another awesome thing about UMS Ride and UMS Ride family, that they allow that to continue. They not only allow it, but they embrace it. You know, Parents Association this year went all in with the, you know, with the yellow shirts. And, of course, again, Wenzel's all in with the and Taco Mama with the wristbands, the yellow wristbands that you're talking about. And that's family, you know.
That is family.
That's neat about UMS Ride. And especially in the arts, we celebrate that a lot.
You know, and mentioning that, we've got a couple of minutes here. I wanted you to kind of go through quickly how the arts program is going on and, and working during this COVID situation.
You know, last summer, I just, my heart just fell when the leadership team said to me, well, how are we even going to do the arts? And I was like, whoa, no, we're finding out, we're figuring this out. Our awesome band director, Melissa Jokers, was all in following colleges who were universities who were leading the studies on how to cover ends of instruments, make masks with slits in them, socially distance within the classroom so that students could still play instruments or could still sing. And Margaret Delaney, our theater director, was in the forefront with the area theater teachers trying to figure out what kind of shows to do that would allow us to still perform and the students to still have that experience. So in the fall, we still marched. Our band marched. They still had marching season, and we're right out there in the middle of the field, socially distanced out on the track for the game, and then socially distanced on the field as well. But they still were able to entertain and to grow as musicians. And the theater did a live stream for the first time that we've ever done that. Their performance was fully masked. They did a show that lent itself to that about the Radium Girls, an incredible story if anyone doesn't know that. And then we live streamed it. And that meant a whole different approach to acting and directing. But when I sat and listened to them in green room right before their performance, which would be like me sitting in locker room right before a big game, they were all, what they said, what they shared was how glad they were to be with each other, even if it meant being masked, even if it meant not performing the way that we typically would. They were so glad that they were creating together. And that was heartwarming. And now we then had an opportunity in November to perform in the amphitheater outside. And then finally, as we moved into the holiday season, we have over 80 students taking piano at UMS Ride.
Wow.
And so trying to figure out how to do a recital for 80 students was a little, you had to think outside the box. We ended up having 5 recitals.
That's awesome. That
and
is
dividing
awesome.
Them up. But parents were all in on that. We socially distanced in the auditorium. Every child, we wiped down piano keys between children. So they all performed, and we had that wonderful experience that meant then band and chorus could do their holiday concerts too. And, you know, it is not the arts at UMS Wright. If the band doesn't play, all I want for Christmas is you.
That is so true. And, Laura, it is just beyond my comprehension how much the players in our program and the coaches in our arts and music program, how much you guys have accomplished under your leadership and great teamwork. And, you know, Terry always talks about great teammates. We're coming up on a hard break, but I want to tell you, you guys, y'all are the ultimate team. And it is a blessing in everything that you do. It's like missing a child when they're away from you. When I miss a program that you guys perform, and I mean, it is something very, very special. And thank you for that.
Thank you, Rick. You are one of our biggest supporters, and we so appreciate you and this opportunity. Thank you.
You take care. God bless, and Merry, Merry Christmas to one.
Merry Christmas to you, Rick.
Take care. Laura Roberts, head of the Arts and Music Department there at UMS Wright. We'll be back with more PSR and Fox Sports Central, Alabama. Hi, welcome back to PSR and Casting Crowns on our Christmas show. Boy, I tell you right now, you listen to Mark Hall sing, and boy, he will rock your world. I can tell you that. If you've never been to a Casting Crowns concert, you've never had the opportunity to hear Mark and several of those ladies sing and worship. It is one amazing, amazing, amazing time of worship and fellowship. You know, when I talk about people that mean a lot to me and mean a lot to this show, one of the people that pops up in my mind is a man by the name of James Dennis. James Dennis is the owner of Charleston Gas Lanterns over on the and I'm going to have to get the right address because I don't want to mess that up. James is going to be joining us. He's going to be our branding sponsor for Prep Sports Report as we make some major changes here at PSR coming up in January. And Mark and I are excited about this. But James Dennis has got a very close personal relationship with the Roberts family. And James wanted to take a little time and share a little bit about Chrisanna, and a girl who made a huge difference in my life. And a huge difference in hundreds and hundreds of other students and teachers at UMS Wright. James, good morning. And, man, it's so good to hear your voice.
Good morning to you and Mark, Rick. To you and Mark. And listening to your show this morning, as always, and enjoying it very much. But it was so wonderful to hear you speaking to Laura Roberts. Laura and Mark are friends of mine. But even more importantly, we're talking about Chrisanna and how much that she's meant to the Yellow Day at UMS Wright, so many students and faculty. But on our website, her passing, we've had her name on the website and that slogan. And every day, sometimes two or three times a day, there'll be someone on the website that will call in and will ask about, well, was that your daughter? And I said, no, it was the daughter of close friends of mine. Then I will tell them the story of her struggle and how much she meant to so many people in so many ways. And what an inspiration that she was to all those around her as she went through the struggle, and the Roberts family, and what an inspiration they were to other people that were suffering through similar situations or just difficult times in life. And to see Laura's strong support and Mark as well and how they handled the situation is such an inspiration to so many people. But I will tell people about her and what goes on at UMS Wright. And sometimes there are people that belong to the club that Laura and my brother belong to, and so many other parents that have lost a child, and it's a club I never want to join in my lifetime, but they're inspired by hearing the story of her, hearing of her struggle, and many times some of them will become emotional because they're dealing with still the loss of their own child. And so it's been an inspiration, not just UMS Wright, but this is one of those points of light and the ripple of a petal going in the water. It just extends far out across the nation. And thousands of people have asked, and I have told that story concerning UMS Wright, Yellow Day, Chrisanna, what she meant to so many people. And it was just an inspiring moment this morning for me to hear you interviewing and talking to Laura. What a great inspiration she's been to so many people. And I'm excited about, in addition to that, I'm excited about coming back on the show in January with you. But again, just thinking, let's just be about Laura today. We'll talk about Charleston Gaslanders in January, but today is about what Laura had to say in this time of year when she was talking about empty chairs and things of that nature. And I just want to thank you and Mark for having her on there, but thank more than anything else for Laura just having, you can just hear the strength still in her voice and the uplifting spirit that she has to so many that are downtrodden out there and going through difficult times. And it's just a wonderful blessing to, she's a part of UMS Wright, friend of yours, friend of mine, and just an inspiration to a lot of people. And thank you for having her on the air this morning.
James, thank you so much. And we are so excited about the renewal of a relationship with you and PSR. We're excited
about that. Do, and I'm looking forward to that in January. We'll talk about that, but today belongs to Chrisanna, and I don't know any other way, better way to end it up than saying, as she always did, have a bright, sunshiny, yellow day.
That's exactly her. Thanks a bunch, James.
Thanks so much, Rick. All right, Martin, y'all have a great day, and I love your show. See you again soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. There's a man who's got a servant's heart, I can tell you that right now, and you know, there's a lot of people who have made this year a special year, and I want to thank some people because while we talk about sports 52 weeks out of the year, during this time of year, it's always, I think, good to remember that there's a lot of folks out there that are hurting, y'all. There's a lot of people who don't have people in their lives that they can share the valleys and the mountaintops of life. And in high school sports, we got a lot of those people that we can share the valleys and the mountaintops. And I think of a couple of guys, one guy who's just joined us here at FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan. Dan and his buddy and dear friend Jim Cox, each and every Friday night, they bring us a high school football game, and one that is – so looked forward to by parents and grandparents, and it is just a wonderful service that they do there with their WJTC broadcast. And Dan Brennan and Jim Cox do a fabulous job of bringing us high school sports, high school football every year, and it's such a joy to be able to watch and listen to them. And we appreciate Dan and Jim, and we wish them nothing but a merry, merry Christmas with their families. I think about the people that run this station. When I think about Sean and all that he goes through, Sean Sullivan has done an amazing job. He's a young man who took a giant leap of faith and came in and started his own radio station here with his family. And we were all together, he and Wayne Gardner and myself, over at another wonderful station at WNSP over on Dolphin Street. A great family there with all of those folks there with the WNSP family. But we're so thankful that Sean has allowed us to come to you 52 weeks out of the year. And think about Tina Kaufman, who has now joined us and taken looking after all the accounts here. And Dalt, you know, Dalt had he produced our show for so many years, and now he's taken on a new morning spot here at FM Talk 106.5, and we appreciate him so much. And it's just a joy to come in here and to talk high school sports, and we appreciate those people so very much, along with Celeste and Lauren and Meg and Philip, who's here every Saturday, and now Ian, who's been running the boards for us now for quite some time. We so much appreciate them. But they are the ones that really make PSR go, because they get us on the air. They allow us to share all the news that we have about high school sports. And at this time of year, we don't want to do anything but uplift those people, because they are, as I said earlier about Laura, they are the straw that stirs the drink here for Prep Sports Report, as we have gone almost all over the Southeast talking high school sports. Thank you for being a part of our show this morning. We want to wish you a merry, merry Christmas. That's 1 hour in the books, and it went by. Boy, I'm telling you, you know, that an hourglass. It went by so quickly. But we'll be back with the second hour of PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Fox Sports Central Alabama. There's one of our favorites here at PSR. You know, we have a listener who has inspired us and motivated us for a lot of years here. When we think about Sheila Lee and the inspiration that she, I mean, she really does bless us with the comments and the blessings that she sends to us. I think about Michael W. Smith and his song, Open the Eyes of My Heart. And we're so grateful for people like Sheila, and especially for Sheila and how she inspires us each and every Saturday morning. And that song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord, by Michael W. Smith, it reminds us so much of Sheila Lee. And as a matter of fact, if you want to go out and watch a little ninth grade basketball game, watch some outstanding players play and have some really great competition, go over to Vigor today. Michael Knapp is coaching our ninth grade team over at UMS Wright, and he's doing double duty today. But we're playing Vigor's ninth grade team over on the Vigor campus. And if you want to go out and watch a little basketball, that'd be a great time to go. And, of course, in the week after Christmas, the William Mitchell Memorial Tournament's going to be played on the campus of UMS Wright in the Wilson Gym and the Pack Gym. So if you have a chance, go out and support that great tradition of the William Mitchell Tournament on the campus of UMS Wright. Had the pleasure last night of broadcasting the North-South All-Star Game, and it brought back a lot of memories. And I'm gonna mention a few names here that are ingrained in high school football in the state of Alabama. Kenny Stabler. These are most valuable players in this game. Kenny Stabler in the 1964 game. Bob Childs out of Sidney Lanier High School went on and played at the University of Alabama in 1965, as a matter of fact. And as a matter of fact, Kenny played in that game in 1964 and was the most valuable player there. Bob Childs, who went on and played at Alabama, one of those small guys that Coach Bryant just inspired to play the game of college football. And to see Bob Childs, as small as he was, to line up against some monsters of men and to just be an outstanding player. It was fun watching Bob Childs play college football. You go on down and you look at and you see Tommy Yearout from Ramsey High School, Pat Sullivan from John Carroll. Pat Sullivan and Terry Beasley, probably one of the greatest pitch and catch combinations that ever played on the Plains at Auburn University and probably in the entire nation. Of course, Pat Sullivan played at John Carroll High School in Birmingham, and Terry Beasley came out of that great program there at Robert E. Lee High School, where the late Tom Jones coached before he went to Troy. And that was a place where our dear friend Spence McCracken and Jimmy Perry and those guys that coached at Lee later on and continued the traditions of Robert E. Lee High School in Montgomery. We got a lot of listeners who are graduates of Robert E. Lee, and a lot of you older folks like myself that remember Terry Beasley at Robert E. Lee and Pat Sullivan at John Carroll High School. And I can remember as a young kid in Sylacauga, Pat Sullivan came and played right there in Legion Stadium in Sylacauga as John Carroll put pretty good whipping on us there in 1968. Bucky Phillippi out of T.R. Miller, Mike Washington from Robert E. Lee Gross, whose son went on and had a great career at Auburn University. Lee Gross played at Robert E. Lee in Montgomery, and his son, of course, went on and played quarterback. Gabe Gross played quarterback for Auburn, and then, of course, went on and played professional baseball, and now is on the coaching staff at Auburn University, on the baseball staff there at Auburn University. Father-son combination there, Lee Gross from Robert E. Lee and his son, Gabe, who played at Northview High School there in Dothan. Just a wonderful, wonderful group of people there that really some great memories there. Phil Gargis, quarterback, 1973. That was our year, the year we graduated from Sylacauga High School. And I think about all of our buddies that we all wanted to get in the playoffs. We were 8-1-1, but I don't know if we wanted any of Phil Gargis and Thad Flanagan and Ozzie Newsome, the great Ozzie Newsome, who went on to just a wonderful college career at Alabama and probably one of the best tight ends to ever play the game out of Colbert County High School right there in North Alabama. But as a matter of fact, in 1973, their quarterback, Phil Gargis, was the most valuable player in the North-South game. And then who can forget Johnny Davis, that big fullback that played at the University of Alabama out of Sidney Lanier High School in 1974. And a guy that has done so much for so many on the Eastern Shore, Vince Booth of Fairhope High School, the 1975 Most Valuable Player on the South squad. And what a wonderful man Vince Booth is, and what how much he's done for Fairhope and Baldwin County, served on the Baldwin County Board of Education for many, many years. Vince Booth, the South Most Valuable Player in 1975. You don't see that very often. You don't see offensive linemen. So I would imagine that Vince was doing a lot of pancake blocks in that All-Star game in 1975. You keep going on down. Boy, what a player this guy was. Byron Braggs out of Carver of Montgomery. Most valuable player for the North in 19. Well, no, he wasn't. He played on the South, as a matter of fact, in 1977. And then here, just a great high school football player. Thomas Brown in 1978 was the most valuable player. Played for Jeff Davis High School. Played for the late Billy Livens, who left Jeff Davis and went to Vero Beach, Florida, and is in the Hall of Fame in both Alabama and Florida, and high school sports Hall of Fames in both those states. Billy Livens made a difference in thousands of young people's lives, and this guy here is one of them, I can tell you that. Boy, brings back a lot of memories. Look at Thomas Brown. Signed with the University of Arkansas. As a matter of fact, the head coach at Arkansas at that time was one Lou Holtz, and I can remember we had Lou Holtz on our show at one time many years ago, and we asked him about Thomas Brown, and he said, you know, when we signed him, we just thought he was a future Heisman Trophy winner. Thomas Brown now is a minister, and he didn't win the Heisman Trophy at Arkansas, but he made a difference in a lot of people's lives there on the campus of the University of Arkansas. I'll tell you what, in 1978, when Thomas was the most valuable player for the South team, Thomas Boyd, a linebacker from Lee of Huntsville, who went on and played at the University of Alabama, was the most valuable player for the North. You keep going on down. Let's go into the 1980s. Who can forget Sam DeJarnett out of Selma? And great running back, went to Auburn and played most valuable player in 1980. 1981, Ricky Moore, another player that played at the University of Alabama for Coach Bryant out of Lee of Huntsville, and then a big offensive lineman by the name of Hardy Walker, who played at Grissom High School. We lost Hardy Walker a couple of years ago, a massive giant of a man who had the heart of a teddy bear. I'm telling you, Hardy Walker was a great player both at Grissom High School and the University of Alabama. Then in 1982, there was a wide receiver by the name of Willie Pless. Willie Pless played there at Anniston High School and was the most valuable player in this high school All-Star game as well, I think in 1982. And who can forget Biscuit? Who could ever forget Biscuit? Cornelius Bennett out of Inslee High School played for our dear friend Steve Savarese there at Inslee High School. Of course, Biscuit went on and played Coach Bryant there at the University of Alabama, and then went on and had a stellar career in the National Football League and is now a member of the National Football Hall of Fame. At the same time, two great players here in Mobile, Tommy Compton and Lydell Mitchell out of Vigor High School, were most valuable players in that high school All-Star game in 1983. These were just some outstanding players, and as you move on, we'll talk about some of the ones in the 2000 year, but we're going to have a great guest coming up at 9:15, Jimmy Duncan, who is partnered with Braxton Counts, and you don't want to miss this interview, I can promise you that. Coming up right here on PSR and Fox Sports Central Alabama, Jimmy Duncan, 30-year member of United States Congress from the foothills of Tennessee. You won't want to miss that right here on FM Talk 106.5, Prep Sports Report in Fox Sports Central Alabama. All right, welcome back to PSR, Fox Sports Central Alabama, coming to you all over the southeastern part of the United States, even our buddies listening to us right there in the middle of Manhattan. Appreciate you guys, and thank you for keeping up with us. We appreciate all that you have done for us up in that area. You know, when I think about some of the people that are friends of this this sport, this program, program's been going on for 18 years. I think of about a guy that jumped on board with us here about 2 months ago, a dear friend for many years, Braxton Counts. And Braxton Counts has joined forces with Jimmy Duncan. Jimmy Duncan's a 30-year congressman, and these two guys can help anyone with governmental affairs. As a matter of fact, they have great influence, not only in Montgomery, Alabama, but in Washington, D.C. as well. So many people rely on either the state or the federal government for their businesses, and Braxton and Jimmy can put you in front of the right people. So if you find yourself in need of working with Montgomery or Washington, D.C., first of all, contact Braxton Counts at 251-476-9900, and then you can get in touch with Jimmy Duncan, because Braxton will certainly put you in touch with him. And really, it's all about relationships. And Jimmy and Braxton have great relationships, not only in Montgomery, but in Washington, D.C. as well. And it is a pleasure for us to have Jimmy Duncan guest with us here on PSR and Fox Sports Central Alabama. And good morning, Jimmy. And I guess I feel like I know you like the back of my hand, because your buddy Braxton Counts has certainly has many accolades for you, my friend. And welcome to Prep Sports Report, and thank you for being an integral part of our show.
Well, Rick, thank you very much. Braxton has been one of my closest friends for many years now, and is one of the finest lawyers that I know. And I was a lawyer and a judge for 16 years before I spent 30 years in the Congress in Washington. We also do work here in Tennessee, though, in the legislature and the government here, because my younger sister is one of the 33 state senators in Tennessee, and so we have a lot of friends and contacts in Nashville as well. But I'm here, I understand, to talk to you about sports today, and you can't find too many bigger sports fans than me, and I have been all my life. I sold programs and popcorn and Cokes at all the UT basketball and football games, and was a bat boy for the Knoxville Smokies for 5.5 seasons, and I could go on and on about all of that.
Well, you know, when you talk about that, and I get real tickled when you talk about the Knoxville Smokies. If I'm not mistaken, you were the bat boy during the tenure of Earl Weaver, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that correct?
Well, just after Earl Weaver, but the way that Earl Weaver started his managerial career in Knoxville.
Right.
And the way that was, my dad, as a young lawyer in Knoxville, put together a group of him and four other men who went to Montgomery and bought the team in 1956.
Right.
Later, and my dad became president of the club. Well, in 1956, Montgomery was an independent team, and they were in last place with grabs and dregs from all the major league teams. And so the Montgomery people didn't like the manager, Dick Bartel, and so they told my dad when he bought the team in the middle of the 56 season, he said you could save money by naming the second baseman, who was the oldest player on the team at 25, as the playing manager, and that was Earl Weaver. And so then in the offseason, Harry Dalton, who was the farm director of the Orioles, wanted Knoxville to become a farm team of Baltimore. And my dad told him at the end of their negotiations, he said, we'll do this if you'll take Earl Weaver off our hands, because the Knoxville team actually owned Earl Weaver's contract at that time. And Harry Dalton said, well, we'll do that. We can do that and make Earl Weaver the manager of our rookie league team in Fitzgerald, Georgia. And then Earl Weaver worked up through the ranks and of the Orioles and became the Hall of Fame manager.
Wow. That is something. Of course, then if you're a UT football fan, I had one of my dear friends is David Cutcliffe, who spent many years there on the Knoxville campus with Phil Fulmer, and now currently the head football coach at Duke University. And I think some of David's happiest moments were spent right there in Knoxville on the campus of the University of Tennessee.
Well, I have to tell you, David Cutcliffe was a good friend to me, and his wife had me come speak at a school that she taught at a couple times. My late law partner, Zane Daniel, at the last party he had at his house about 11 or 12 years ago, David Cutcliffe was there, Peyton Manning was there, and Kenny Chesney was there. And there were about 75 people there, and I told some of them, I said, well, I know why you've invited me to give Peyton Manning tips on football and Kenny Chesney tips on singing, neither one of which was true.
Well, it's a neat thing to be able to connect with you, Jimmy, and we're gonna keep this up for a long time. But I want to tell you how very well respected, of course, Braxton is in Mobile, Alabama, as you well know. But all the things that you've done in helping people, not only in Nashville but in Washington D.C., is so much appreciated. And we appreciate you guys jumping on board our show, but. You know, I did tell Braxton, I said, Braxton, you know, I know Jimmy's well connected. And, you know, Kenny Chesney had a song, Boys of the Fall, and it's one that kind of anchored our show for a lot of years. And I said, you know, if Jimmy is that connected, then he can get me Kenny Chesney. So I really put the onus on you on that. And I think Braxton turned a little red when we said that.
Well, Kenny's dad used to work part-time for me, and he was a high school basketball coach up here for a while. And actually, the first year that I started practicing law, we put together a recreational basketball team. Dave Chesney and I and some other people did, and we lost every game that season. So,
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? It's not always the wins and losses. If you don't have the Jimmies and Joes, you sure can't knock people down and rebound and shoot the way you want to shoot, Jimmy. But it's interesting that you have those connections.
Well, I was at the famous Tennessee LSU football game when I was 12 years old, and Tennessee beat LSU and broke their 34-game winning streak. And I saw Pete Maravich play. I saw Jerry West come into Knoxville and wear number 44 on his jersey and score 44 points against Tennessee.
Wow.
I remember selling popcorn and Cokes when Kentucky would come in, and Adolph Rupp was the coach, and he would walk onto the floor in Knoxville, and all the fans would just immediately start booing, and Adolph Rupp was just stand there and just grin like a cat. He just loved it.
Yeah, wow.
That's so I've been around a lot of the sports.
Well, and we got about a minute to go here. I want you to tell me real quick, what's the temperature on the hill in Knoxville for one Jeremy Pruitt?
Well, Philip Fulmer is one of my longtime, really close friends, and people I think still love Philip Fulmer, but Jeremy Pruitt's in a hot seat right now. But I hope, I'll tell you what, I think it's ridiculous to pay Gus Malzahn $21.7 million not to coach. And we've done some of that here in Tennessee with Butch Jones and Dooley and so forth. And that's the only thing that's keeping Jeremy Pruitt from being fired right now, I think.
Well, you know, that former high school coach, we spent a lot of time X's and O's against him while he was at Hoover. Have great respect for him as a football coach, but sometimes, you know, the shoes you put on are just a little bit too big for your feet. And it may be the case there for Jeremy. But Jimmy, we got to run. But I want to thank you for joining us, and we're going to do this more. We're probably going to try to do this about once a month with you, okay?
Okay, that'd be great. I'd love it.
All right, we look forward to it. All right, pal. You take care. Right. God bless. See you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Bye. That's a great – golly, bum. Boy, we're gonna hit him up a bunch more. Braxton might get jealous, though, because I have been a little loquacious, according to Braxton. We'll be back with more PSR. And it's Fox Sports Central, Alabama.
Lights are twinkling down the block, far as the eye can see. And Daddy's on a mission, he's gotta find the perfect tree. The smell of cookies baking, that could only mean one thing, that it's finally.
All right, welcome back to PSR. Christmas. That would be one more call of Casting Crowns. If you hadn't had a chance to hear them, hope you get that opportunity. It is a blessing for all that are there. Talk just a little bit about recruiting. I know that this past Wednesday was National Signing Day. Talk a little bit about the top 15 players in Alabama. 13 of the top 15 players signed. I think Alabama was the only school to sign more than one. But when you look at this, Alabama signed DeQuincy Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Pinson Valley. They also signed a great player here in Mobile. Name of Deontay Lawson, played for Ronnie Cottrell over at Mobile Christian. Signed Ian Jackson, who played for our dear friend Caleb Ross at Prattville. And they signed a really big, big lineman, a big defensive lineman by the name of Tim Keenan out of Ramsey High School in Birmingham. And boy, I'm going to tell you right now, that's four players that will make a difference at the University of Alabama. I noticed that McKinstry, Kool-Aid, as they call him, is going to be able to play basketball for Nate Oaks at the University of Alabama. So that he is one outstanding football player, and he really showed how really good he is at the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star Game at Crampton Bowl in Montgomery last week. Just an outstanding high school football player who will go on to great feats, I'm sure, at the University of Alabama. Florida signed the number 3 player in Alabama, Scooby Williams, out of Ramsey. LSU signed the number 5 player, Armani Goodwin, out of Hewitt-Trussville. Kentucky got Christian Lewis out of Pleasant Grove, some kind of special player. Really, nobody else offered Christian Lewis. Mark Stoops and those guys up at the University of Kentucky came in and offered over at Pleasant Grove to Christian Lewis, and he will be an outstanding player for them. Georgia came in and signed Kamari Lassiter out of American Christian right there on the campus, right off the campus of the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Kamari Lassiter is one heck of a football player, and I'm sure that Kirby Smart has great plans for that young man. And probably one of the finest high school football players I've seen in a long time, Lee Hunter out of Blount High School. He signed with Auburn, and I think he'll make a difference for the new head football coach at Auburn, whoever that may be, and we're going to talk just a little bit about that in just a minute. TCU went into Daphne and signed an outstanding high school quarterback in Trent Battle, one of the best to play there since Pat White, who signed with the University of West Virginia. Trent Battle is going to go out and play for Gary Patterson at Texas Christian University. And then West Virginia came in and signed Will Crowder out of Gardendale. We had a guy last week that played for Gardendale and later went on and played for the University of Alabama, now a Delta pilot. And we really enjoyed talking to him last week. And Will Crowder follows that line of tradition there at Gardendale. He'll play at the University of West Virginia, or West Virginia University. And then Florida State comes in and gets the number 13 player out of Huntsville, Jackson West. Tennessee signed Trinity Bell out of Albertville High School. Probably the best unsigned prospect. You got to look at Court Bradley out of Auburn High School, who's previously committed to UAB. And congratulations to Bill Clark and the UAB Blazers. They defeated Marshall last night to win their second consecutive Conference USA title. And there's a name you better remember, Bill Clark, former defensive coordinator for Joey Jones here at South Alabama, former head coach at Jacksonville State University, now currently the ultra-successful head football coach at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. And he will be a head coach in a major, major conference one day. You can count on that. But Bradley initially signed with or committed to UAB, but safe to say he won't be attending UAB this year. He wants to major in aviation management and civil engineering or orthopedic surgery. I would not be surprised to see Bradley end up at Air Force. Probably the most underrated of all the signees was the receiver Christian Lewis, who chose Kentucky over pretty much nobody. 4 years from now, I wouldn't be surprised to see him playing in the Senior Bowl here in Mobile, Alabama, and his name will one day be called in the NFL draft. A lot of people in Alabama are going to be wondering why I never heard his name associated with either the University of Alabama or Auburn University as a Crimson Tider or an Auburn Tiger. The recruiting drama that Scooby Williams really created, it looked like he might sign with five different schools. But after saying he would wait into February to sign on Tuesday, he did sign with the Florida Gators. And as a matter of fact, tonight the Florida Gators will play the University of Alabama Crimson Tide in the SEC championship game. Don't look for that to be close. I just don't think that Florida can score enough points to defeat Alabama. They'll score some points, but not nearly as many. You know, talking about signees, Armani Diamond, a young man that we talked about a lot on this show, and he had committed to one school, but he had such a great game and a great week in all-star practice there in the Alabama-Mississippi all-star game. He decommitted and from a Sun Belt school, if I'm not mistaken. Armani Diamond ends up signing with Auburn University. And, boy, he is a diamond in the rough. He was committed to Louisiana Tech, as a matter of fact. And he more than held his own in the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game. And Auburn goes in and offered him out of Blount High School. And, you know, when I think about Armani Diamond, I think about Roger McCreary, who's now one of the mainstays in the Auburn University defensive backfield, who played over at Williamson High School. And Roger was committed to South Alabama, to Joey Jones in South Alabama. He flipped and went to Auburn, signed with Auburn, and has become an All-SEC player. The state of Alabama did have three quarterbacks who signed with Power 5 schools, of course, two of them from our area. Daphne Strent-Battle is headed to TCU to play for head coach Gary Patterson, and Fairhope's Riley Leonard is headed to Duke to play for our dear friend David Cutcliffe. Will Crowder is the other quarterback who played at Gardendale High School, and he's going to go up and play at West Virginia Universities. And all three of those players, by the way, train with one of the gurus of quarterback coaching in the United States, right here in our own Mobile, Alabama, quarterback country. It was founded by Mobile native and former Ole Miss quarterback David Morris, and all three of those quarterbacks work with David Morris and his group out at quarterback country. You know, I got to mention a guy here who has done so much for high school sports in the state of Alabama and really right here in Mobile, Alabama, because he's a giver and he does everything he can to help young people. Never hear a word about the things that this man does. Charlie Elliott of CNC Financial and Auto Sales, he is the kind of guy that is – always got his pulse on high school sports, and a man who is a self-made businessman and a person who is a great, great source of knowledge and a wisdom maker for a lot of people. And we appreciate everything that Charlie does for us here at PSR. And if you get a chance, go by and visit that business at CNC Financial and Auto Sales. And we certainly appreciate everything that Charlie does. So many people, we think about our buddy Fred over at Janino's Pizza in Daphne and Papa's. And Papa's is now open now, and we hope that you'll go by and visit with them. We got other friends that have done so much to help us here at PSR, and we don't want to leave anybody out. Wes Williams has jumped on board with us here at PSR. Appreciate everything that he does for so many high school sports teams and youth teams, and at Westco, we certainly appreciate him jumping on board with us here. We can't ever forget our dear, dear friends at I lost my train of thought there, but I know Blue Water Millwork and Marvin Windows, great people. Appreciate them very much. And our dear friend David Green at Green and Phillips. You never, ever have seen a man, I don't think I've ever seen a man, who is as committed to helping people when they get into tough situations. And even though their law firm does an amazing job, the one thing that David Green and the Green and Phillips law firm team does is they do everything they can to help young people, and they help organizations that need to be funded to help other people get out of tough situations. We so much appreciate David Green and the folks there at Green and Phillips. Our buddy Chris Garris, boy, what a great, great job he has done for so many years. In the if you've had a wreck and you want to get that car fixed, take it over to Precision right there at 1177 Sledge Drive. Chris Garris and his folks do an amazing job, and you'll be just like family. And our dear friends out at Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, we come into their studio every Saturday morning and talk about high school sports, and those folks have been amazing to us. We certainly appreciate everything that Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai have done for us here at PSR, and wish all of those folks a merry, very merry, merry Christmas. And then our folks at Alpha, Lee Camilleri, Beth Burra, Earl McKinnell, we appreciate everything that you've done for us here at PSR and wish you the merriest of Christmases. Also, when you think about folks that continue to give and give and give and give, we think about Camp Grace, and we think about the Pilot family, and we think about Rooted and Grounded, where Caroline Pilot Burdett has now opened. And you want a place to go and drink coffee? Go right over there on Dolphin Street, right across the railroad tracks from UMS Wright. Go by and visit with our friends at Rooted and Grounded. I'm telling you, it is an amazing place. You can reserve a room there to have a prayer breakfast, and it is a place where God's Word is shared on a daily basis at Rooted and Grounded there with Caroline Pilot Burdett and her family. Just an amazing group of people that keep us on the air here at PSR. And we are so thankful to each and every one of them. And we certainly wish you, the listeners, a very merry, merry Christmas. We'll be back with the Camp Grace segment coming right up here in our final segment of the year, right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Fox Sports Central Alabama.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. You know, I want to thank a dear friend of mine who coaches in North Alabama, a former college coach who's now coaching at the high school level, and a man who I have great respect for. He said, "Coach, I know your show has a faith segment, and I want to share something with you. And first of all, I want to tell you this is not anything original of ours. This comes from Kristen L. McNulty, and you can visit Kristen McNulty at kristenmcnulty@hotmail.com. And this is a Christmas story a Christmas devotional that Kristen has penned, and I want to share it because I think it is so appropriate at this time of year. Kristen writes, "I have a tradition with my nephews and niece. Whenever I put them to bed or say goodbye, I say to them, how much do I love you? Do I love you this much, while putting my fingers an inch apart, and they say no. I then repeat the question, do I love you this much, as I hold my hands about a foot from each other, and they say no. Then I put my hands as far apart as I can manage, and I ask the question, do I love you this much, and they once again answer no. Until finally, I say, do I love you all the way to the stars and back? And to that question, they reply, yes. And then I say, yes, because that's how much I love you, all the way to the stars and back." She also writes, "Not too long ago, I said it to one of my nephews as I was putting him in bed. And immediately afterwards, he said, I know you love me this much, but not when I was a baby. I asked him what he meant, and he said, you couldn't have loved me that much when I was a baby because you really didn't know me then. To which Kristen replied, buddy, I've loved you since the moment you were placed in my arms, right after you were born. In fact, I think I started loving you since I heard you were coming, even though I hadn't even met you yet." You know, driving home that night, Kristen shared that she started thinking about her conversation and how it's possible to love someone who at the same time doesn't really understand what love means and who isn't even fully aware of you and your presence in their lives. We are very quick to acknowledge this, really, when it comes to a parent-child relationship or a child and an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent. But have you ever stopped and thought of it in the context of you and God? That just because you weren't aware of it at the time or aren't aware of it now, that doesn't mean his love for you is any less. Boy, that hit me strong, hit me hard, as I sit here each and every Saturday and Mark shares in this faith segment that's brought to you by Camp Grace. It makes me realize that the people that are in our lives that mean so much to us, so often they don't know how we feel about them. And I know as a parent and a grandparent, often have told our children that I love you to the moon and back. Well, that is not even sufficient enough to let our people know how much we really love them, because it is, after all, actions speak louder than words. This past week, I have been in situations where I've seen parents chastise children after a game, a sports game. Sports are just a game, particularly for high school children. And then I immediately saw another parent come up and hug that child and say how much they loved them and how much they loved watching them play the game. It made me think about days as a high school player and athlete and watching my friends and watching opponents as their parents came up. It seems like in those days of past, it was not as important to win, even though winning was, boy, it was paramount to so many of us. But the way you played the game, the effort that you gave, and the sportsmanship that you displayed. And as I began to remember some of those days, I can remember so many of my friends whose parents would always come up after a game after you were sweaty and, I mean, you were just tired as you could be, and just big hugs from moms and dads around their children's necks as they ended one commitment after another in sports. You know, sports has brought so many fine people together. I think of the people that coached the game of football this year. What a blessing all the coaches throughout the state of Alabama have been. And here in the Mobile, Baldwin County area, we are so blessed to have some tremendous men that lead our children. It's hard for me not to think about the job that Jack French has done at Faith Academy. You're talking about a man with a mountain of strength and a mountain of wisdom, and his focus in life is serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he parlays that each and every day to those students at Faith Academy, just like a former baseball coach there that it made a difference in our children's lives. When I think about the job that Lloyd Skoda has done in thousands and thousands of young people's lives, I get tickled. My dear friend Charlie Elliott, who is a great contributor to high school sports and helps us here at PSR and the owner of C&C Financial and Auto Sales, he loves Lloyd Skoda and the difference that Lloyd Skoda made in his son's life, and so many other coaches that have just done an amazing job coaching our children here in this area. Coaches, we are thankful for you. It's been a difficult, difficult year for you, and you have persevered. And your players will never forget all of the hard work that you poured into their program and all the sacrifices you made to your family and to be away from your family during this very, very tough time. And we salute you. We salute you, the coaches, that have just done an amazing, amazing job. And thank you for what you do for those young people each and every day of your life, because you are leading them down a path that they need to be led down. They get it great wisdom from home, and then they get great wisdom from you as coaches. Not only the head coaches, all of you assistant coaches out there that impart your wisdom on these young people and these players. We are thankful for you. And the listeners out there, thank you for being a part of PSR. What a joy it is for us as we wind up this 2020 year. We want to wish you the merriest of Christmases. And we hope and pray that this Christmas is one where blessings are bestowed upon your family. And those of you that are having hardships with your health, know that there are many people who pray for you each and every day. And while we're at it, remember this, there's a lot of people out there who are hurting. Hope you'll put your arm around them and do everything you can to help them get through this season. And finally, remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you. Merry Christmas. And we'll see you here same place, same time next year.